The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Jazz and I driving you home for the next 2 hours. I'm going to get to a Redbacks update very shortly to opening Shield game. Things aren't going well down at Adelaide Oval, but Australia may have lost its Deputy Prime Minister. The Rush Hour hasn't lost its deputy dog. He's still here, the one and only, the Big Juice. Oh. Welcome, big guy.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here. What's going on with our government? Oh, is there anyone left, Lou?
It's a shambles. Yeah. How many times have I said this? And the Rush Hour says it a lot. You've got to read the Constitution. Yes. You've got to know it backwards.
Yes, Lou.
Dennis said... It's the vibe. It's Mabo. It's the Constitution. Yeah. Bud was there with him. We know it. Yet Malcolm, Big Mal,
yeah,
and Barnaby.
Oh, Joycey boy.
And even Mr. X. None of them. Nobody read the fine print.
Gonski. Joycey going back on the farm, they tell me.
Read it. Understand it. Then sign it. Those are honestly, the three simple steps.
What a shambles.
Fair income, I tell you.
But
what,
not this show.
No.
This show's not a shambles.
Actually, I'll tell you. It's not. I'll tell you what's happening. Murphy, you're aware of this? No. The very next break, where all of us are being asked to, have we got anything to disclose? I've had a read of the Rush Hour Constitution.
Oh, no, I don't.
I've had a quick flick through it. I actually didn't think it existed, but it does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, the flack brought it in there. It's about 15 pages. Get ready to declare. I'm going to ask some questions of you two gentlemen next, just to make sure that we don't end up in a similar situation. With like the Prime Minister and Barnaby Joyce and maybe one of us.
Because he's sworn in five new deputies.
Absolutely.
All three of us could be gone by tonight.
The High Court is ready, sitting and waiting. For us to make sure that we tick off all the boxes.
I look forward to it.
To be able to get through. Murph, I think you should be okay being a radio legend.
Let me guess, you're the High Court?
Absolutely.
Oh, hang on, you've got to check your passport.
Oh, well, I think the main one we need to check.
Here we go.
Here's your good tell. Yeah, right. Big show, Treads is on. I tell you what, can I get the High Court onto that?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I mean, that has been the most watertight contract.
It is too.
A lot of people don't realise this. The amount of work I've done behind the scenes to try and break that sucker.
Oh, I know you have.
I mean, could he just ask her to get traded? Can he do a Charlie Cameron and come in and say he's homesick?
He don't want to go anywhere.
Can he just say he's homesick?
He wants to
He wants to go with the old people.
He doesn't want to go. No.
Can we do?
He doesn't.
Can we agree to maybe pay some of his salary and move him on?
That's a great idea.
Can we not do that? Come on.
We'll float it.
Let's think about things. All right. Plenty of footy to talk about as well. We're going to have a lot of fun today. There is talk that the great man Shane Warne may have a train station named after him. We want to put our local South Australian spin on that.
Yeah.
And what things should we name after some of our sporting greats? Hey, Juju.
I tell you what is not... not great at the moment. Yes. The Redbacks down at Adelaide Oval. Can I give a quick score? Right, our first Shield game for the year. We won the toss and elected to bat, Lulu. Now, currently, we are 7 for 66. That's right, family. 7 for 66. We have two individuals that have joined the Duck Club once again, Lulu.
Yep.
Callum Ferguson,
yep,
out, duck, fourth ball.
Yes.
And Tommy Cooper, duck, first ball.
Just checking the record books, but they are both life members.
They are life members.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, 7 for 66. We can't bat against quality bowling.
All right. So, of course, the pink ball, two down there. A little day-night activity. All right. Oh. It is a massive, massive weekend for sport here in Adelaide. We've got a massive show for you. Strap yourself in and let's go.
Jason Louis, the Rush Hour for Northeast Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
Family owned and operated for 30 years.
Brilliant.
104.7 Triple M.
Rush Hour Constitution next.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts in starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris.
Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Rush in, rush out sale is happening right now. Northeast Mitsubishi and the Rush Hour right now on Triple M with Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
The High Court of Australia has just ruled on the ongoing citizenship saga, the Citizenship 7 that were known as. Five of them are gone, and that includes our Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, out of Parliament, 6 weeks. By the time a by-election gets rock and rolled and done and dusted and get himself back,
and be back in.
Into Parliament. And with today being Cranky Co-Worker Day today, I'd probably nominate the Prime Minister. I reckon he'd be a bit cranky today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he wouldn't be.
On top of that. So with all that in mind, and what that means is for five of those that they're out of and have to be replaced, it's a debacle of the highest order, which we don't want happening here at the Rush Hour.
No.
So we've had our little minions just working overtime sort of trying to find our Rush Hour constitution and making sure we're all good.
Yeah.
And most importantly, how many citizenships we actually hold. I mean, you, I would have thought, given your illustrious background and just the quality of lineage that runs through your veins, would obviously be representing several regions.
Well, these are one of the passports I do hold. I've got a great, 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 great uncle that lives in Colombia.
Yeah, that's Fiji.
Fiji, thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
As you know, the tribal chiefs.
Recent trip.
I've been there twice.
You were going to give a province and you were going to be in charge.
So the Fijian people I love and they love me. And Eddie Betts has built a young kindergarten, built a school.
Over there, anyway, okay. So with your blessing.
I've got, I'm torn.
So Fiji, a little bit of Colombian, we know that.
Yeah. My great uncle, fourth uncle in line, lives in some sort of hill.
Yeah,
sells tomatoes and onions.
Yeah, of course he does.
But the majority of my family are from this great country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll start.
Yeah, still know.
I'll start the tear up.
That's enough, Murph. I don't want to get him upset. That's good. Anything else to declare?
Well, obviously, my kids are born here, which is my great country.
Yep.
So I now obviously have to declare my allegiance to one of the countries to stay in this position.
Well, there is a school of thought getting around, with word on the street style, that you may put yourself up for local government.
Who told you that?
I'm hearing.
Don't worry. I'm looking at it.
I'm hearing things, Pauline.
Because we need a leader.
Pauline Jarman.
Now, that's where I'm at, Lou.
That's good.
Is that going to keep my job?
You'll be okay with us because we're allowed to have one member of the Rush Hour holding several states
for
citizenship. That's okay.
No, sure, I'm proud. Right. I'm proud of those four great countries.
Murph, you're okay because you're a radio legend of the 80s and 90s.
Now, what about you, Tyke?
Me, I'm okay. Because I'm the PM.
Oh, jeez, were you elected?
And I denounced all other forms of citizenship.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I get poached on a weekly basis and get offered gigs left, right,
but
and
don't you have ties to the Welsh?
Yeah, but I denounced that many, many seasons
Did
ago.
You really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So that's not for me. I need to go and ask a few more things as per the Rush Hour Constitution.
Okay.
A couple of other questions of you in particular.
Okay, I thought this would be going,
No, we do.
No, that's clear. What do you got?
Favourite sporting team in South Australia?
It's not the Redbacks.
It's not the Reds. 36.
It's the Adelaide Footy Club.
Yeah. Oh, the Lovely Boys. And we'll say it, the Lovely Boys.
And North Adelaide.
Oh.
And Norwood.
Okay. Favourite exercise? We're just going to go through some of these. These are on the sheet.
Swimming.
All right. Food.
Chicken and chips.
It's two. Don't spoil it, Murph. Favourite child?
No, I don't. I have. They're all the same. My three beautiful babies.
Position.
As Papa Bear.
Position. Favorite position. Yeah.
Standing. So I can address the masses.
Very good.
Right. What else?
Anything else to declare? Do you like pina coladas?
No.
Getting caught in the
rain? I can't drink spirits. I can't drink wine.
Do you like making love at midnight?
Frothy man.
You're a froth man.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What else you got?
That's all I've got. I just needed
to
check.
So I'm clear.
Yeah.
So,
you're good.
Right. That's all I need to know.
Well, we needed it because you know what's going to happen. The guys from over the other side of town, they're going to leak it.
Of course.
You know, that's why we had to go through it all and just check it all. You know where it's heading, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be a leak to the Tizer.
Yeah.
then to Channel 10, 7 and 9. There'd be a big blow-up story about, is he qualified? Does he hold the right credentials to be on the Rush Hour, the number one show in town?
I like this.
Is there anything in the skeletons in the closet when it comes to Murphy? What about Lewis? What about Flack outside the studio? It's just a due diligence thing.
Well done, Lewis.
Right, so we just wanted to check favourite dog.
Nah, well done. I've had plenty, but my baby's down there.
You got to have a favourite dog.
No, I don't.
You got to.
I'm not into that favouritism.
You got to have
all share my love. I don't have any favouritisms or favourite people in this studio. You share my love. I share your love. You share mine.
Favourite Twitter family member?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. You know that. I'm not on social media.
Golden.
Because they're mean on social media. Bar out Twitter. Birdie's my favourite.
Yeah, so go on, I'm glad we finally got to it.
Yeah.
So,
and there you go. Sir Splash.
Yeah.
We've got to look at where they're going to go next year.
I mean, do we need to dig into him, his background?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. What does he hold? Is he a dual citizen of the Twitter family? Is he?
You know his real name's Josh.
Yeah.
Is it really? He's like
You know what that is, Murph? You know what that is? That is just like Donald Trump releasing the files on JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Pajero Sport from 47,500. You can find that at Northeast Mitsubishi. The Rush In, Rush Out sale happening right now. The Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. 104.7 Triple M.
Bit of backlash on Twitter, Murph, coming your way. Of course, Sir Splash, El Presidente, comes back with a quick one. I trusted you, Murph. And then rolls up again with, that's almost like unmasking Batman. Not too bad.
Jimmy Angove.
Well, just what about me, lads? How do I get not get a mention in amongst
the
talk
Jimmy.
Of our great Twitter providers? And apologies to all our Twitter family members. We've had some real issues in studio
the last
few weeks. We're not ignoring you.
No.
We've not fallen out of love with you. We just are having trouble with getting the technical operations.
With our billion-dollar equipment.
Absolutely. Righto, how's this in Melbourne? Warning is... said to be blown away with the thought that he could have a new underground train station named after him.
Yep.
And now, thoroughly deserved, one of the greatest of all time, SK Warn.
Yeah.
And imagine saying, I'm just rocking up to the SK Warn train station. I'll meet you at Warnie. Would smoking be allowed?
I reckon it would.
On that platform? I reckon,
it might have a little casino down there.
Do you know what I reckon it might become like? It could become the railways version of the Mile High Club. Could it not?
He'll get Liz to come down and open it.
So with that in mind...
That's a great... Well done.
Yeah, and well done to Warnie. If that is to be true, that'll be a fantastic honour. And I think he said that. He said it would be considered would be absolutely out of this world. We should do that here, and let's apply it to here. So, family, get involved. 133353. Jump on Twitter. Got some ones coming through already. Who and what should we name some things after? Now, my natural first reaction goes to the great man I work alongside every single day, Sean Craig Murphy.
Thank you.
Now, Murphy, you should have a radio tower. You know, the ones in the hills or something.
Mount Lofty. Mount Lofty Murphy.
Yeah, that's it. So Mount Lofty would be now as Murph Lofty.
As Murph Lofty.
And of course, you, Juice.
Me? I don't deserve anything.
Please, don't play the humble card
on
me now.
Come on, Lou.
I would go with you, given, especially Henley, where you operate and do your best work in and out of the water.
Yep.
Jarman Jetty.
Oh, that's good.
Lou, stop it.
I like that.
That's where I'd like to be starting to play. Are you starting to get in the gist? And then just allow me just to roll a couple over the arm over here, just with pink ball in hand.
Yeah.
All right. The great Leighton Hewitt. We should have something for him, shouldn't we? Could be either a little Lover's Lane, Lay Lane.
Lay Lane. I like that. What about the great Tony Mondra?
Well, Mods did his best work inside a square, so let's just name a square after it.
Well, they're building a new one.
Modra Square.
Oh,
simple as that.
Me,
and then this is where I want to go next. I want to take you into Arundel Mall, to the things known as spheres.
Yes.
I want to call them Blighty's Balls. One of them 97, one of them 98.
Oh.
This is what I want to do with this
town.
Let's get
there.
133353, jump on Twitter. They're coming through thick and fast, Jars. There's talk of you and an Andrew Jarman pie cart. Is that the old Billy's cart out the front of the parade?
I don't eat pies.
He likes pasties.
And Gibbs Pie Company said Adam Saliba Casino.
Yeah, well, that's not
Slabs
bad either.
Used to love a bit of a bet, old Slabs.
All right, 133353 is the number.
Like
jump on Twitter.
Come
Let's
on,
rename
family.
Some spots, some great sporting heroes here in South Australia.
Yeah.
Follow up in the style Warnie, maybe an underground train
you got
station.
KG, Bruce McAvaney, the late great David Ooks.
Oh, there's a heap of stuff. Oh. Let's get involved and see what we can come up with. 133353 and of course Twitter.
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. Check out northeastmitsubishi.com.au. The Rush In, Rush Out sale with the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
The great Shane Warne could have a new underground train station in Melbourne named after him. We thought, let's apply that type of logic here in South Australia. Yep. Juice.
Go to Dutch73 on the Twitter
Dutchie,
family.
Dutchy says Bolivar Treatment Works maybe rename Kane's Corner.
Oh, no.
What was the maybe
Dutchy?
What was the old diesel plant? Down at what's his name?
Down Lonsdale.
Yeah, down that way. Where we changed, spent all that money and wasted all that cash. Yeah.
The stench.
That's right. The stench. Down there. I like that.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm hanging my
hat
on.
You got any more?
Oh yeah, I have actually. Port Road should be Jack Carl Expressway.
Oh,
that's good.
Brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah, Port Great.
Something like
love
that.
It,
you could take any of your Port Greats. It wouldn't worry me at all.
What about the Great KG?
What have we got for Cage? Probably.
We thought about the footbridge,
yeah,
which he loves.
Yeah, I'd probably.
45 mil.
I'd probably call it short at a level crossing. That'd be all I'd give for Cage at the moment.
Oh. what about Hooksy? You need something for the great Hooksy, the great man.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Miss him, buddy, the great man.
That's on a real serious note, that's where the government should be heading in something.
I agree.
You know, and like the Modra Square. Like, that should only be the dimensions of a football goal square.
But that's Mods.
And you get to meet there in Mod Square.
Because all those boys being named down at Adelaide Oval, don't worry about them.
They're out.
They've
already got their
honours
list. Mm. And a couple for you. Have you got any more? Actually, we've got a phone call.
Yeah, let's go to Michelle of Paralowie. G'day, Michelle.
Howdy. How you going, boys?
Good, Michelle. What are you thinking?
You can't have Blighty's balls.
Yep.
You've got to have Buff's balls.
Mm.
Blighty's got his statue.
Fair call.
Cool.
And the Gowser Gateway.
To Elizabeth
Christopher and James,
And James, and the all doggies boys too, Buff's the doggy supporter.
Yep. Oh.
And then for KG, what about naming West Adelaide Oval the KG Stadium?
Oh, Michelle, you're on.
He'd love that.
Kenneth George.
He would be so emotional.
KG Stadium, what a legend. Like, the man's a Westie supporter. Mm. What a great honour for the guy.
Mm. Michelle needs a prize.
I love the man.
Michelle needs a
prize.
I'm giving you a prize.
We've got some Paul Kelly tickets for you, Michelle. Wednesday, 22nd of November, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Tickets on sale now from tickettech.com.au. What on, Michelle?
Buff's balls. Did you like that?
Yeah, don't mind Buff's.
I forgot about Blighty's statue.
Well,
he goes there every Friday and cleans it.
Yeah, he does too. Yeah, the Gowan gates. It's not stopping you from getting in and out of Elizabeth.
Mark of Meadows. What? G'day, Mark.
That's how are we, all right?
All right, you've got something for us here, which I'm going to like, I think.
I've got something, you know, this just resembles the better German boys. Fudd's Freeway.
Oh, yeah. Especially now it goes two-way. Although Fudd only went
one
way.
He'd love that. The Fuddy would love that, the DJ. Two grand finals.
Yeah, I love it.
Off his own boat.
Yeah.
Off his own boat. Nice. He's driving the train, boys.
Fudd's Freeway.
A six-pack should be named a German, renamed a German.
A six-pack.
When you drive through the Bottle-O, you say, instead of asking for a six-pack of, say, Coopers, can I have a DJ of Coopers, please?
You know what? That's a great
idea. Everybody knows what you're talking about. Six-pack. I mean, hang on. Jar, something for you before we get out of here. Maybe it's the AJ Maternity Ward or the AJ German Birthing Suite.
Oh, no.
I go there.
No, he's got three beautiful kids. Oh, man, he's done wonderful things. Maybe
have we got one for you?
A maternity wing?
Me? Have we got one for you?
I don't know. If you're clever enough.
Well,
I'm not going to come up with one.
How long have you been here now? 16 years?
Yeah, 12 years.
You're a South Australian now.
12, 13 years.
Your kids are all South Australians.
10-year legacy at Norwood. You know?
Yeah, Louis. Yeah, we'll come up.
See, it's a dangerous game you play.
No,
in this sense. And Murph will back me up because is there a subject at your radio school?
Any opportunity to say AustralianRadioSchool.com, there is.
But the reason I bring it up is that you probably should never try and just come up with something on the spot.
On the run.
Without an answer for it. Especially when you've been on air 4 minutes. What module is that, Murph?
It's one he can't afford.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
A couple of calls and tweets keep coming through the Warney situation where he may have an underground station named after him in Melbourne. We've put our essay spin on it. Juicen, trying to name some of the greats here. Mm. Craig called. Change King William Street to King Curly Street.
Oh, that's not
where bad. Where are you? I'm just heading down King Curls. Yeah, that's not bad. King Knuckles.
Like it.
Oh, I don't
Knuckles would love that.
At all.
Good stuff,
Craig. Also up there, Lockie, and this is one for the family who know the show very well. Going for a litre of milk can be called for going to get a 5 and 2. Or grabbing the Juice Newton on the way up.
Don't.
Is that a 2 or 4 litre or a single litre?
Don't.
I love the family.
Leave that alone.
And so Splash is dobbing in a mate of his, David Saboro, for not purging duck for club. A recent duck.
Disgraceful.
Tell you what, the hotline's going to be busy this weekend.
Tredders is coming up next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren. Because our Warren... Gary
Tredray.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, pretty appropriate. We have Tredge in on a Friday, cranky co-worker day, 27th of October. Congratulations.
I'm actually not a co-worker. I'm hired
help. Yes, you are. You're on the books.
I'm hired help.
Congratulations.
For what?
Cranky co-worker of the day.
Being recognised.
You're the one that cranked up when I was here on Tuesday, talking about your thigh
gap.
You
are cranky at times, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, you are too.
No. Oh, rubbish.
Hey, Louis.
Rubbish.
Who's
and
moodier?
Don't you perk.
I'm consistently grumpy.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Lovable.
Very
I'm
moody.
Highs and
Mr.
Lows.
Boogie Nights.
Tom Moody.
Yeah, they say that with footy, the equivalent of you know, your eights and your twos. Yeah, he's got the massive drop off with your performance. Whereas I'm just a flat six.
What, peaks and troughs?
I'm leader of people. Yeah. I'm Barnaby Joyce.
Settle down, Barney's not here anymore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's gone. Right.
I think there's been an order filed by Pistol and Boo. That's Johnny Depp's dogs. That he was acting outside his authority. We'll give you more on that a little bit later.
He's right.
Right, Trez, let's talk some footy. You're a little bit flat. That.
Come on, mate.
The JRT Community Series is not really going country or proper country.
Well, it's sort of... don't worry, I love the Alberton, but I don't love the Port versus Crows.
No. Summer
I
showdown,
understand
mate.
They don't want it to... But remember a few years ago we were in a situation pre-Adelaide Oval where there were so many showdowns every pre-season that it watered down the main thing?
Well, it did.
I like the fact that you go back to regional footy with Alberton.
Take but that showdown
gonna,
to Port Lincoln.
But who's going to get there?
Port LA's heart and soul. Yeah. Take it there.
Yeah, so it's not really travelling. Nah, so that's my point. They've missed it. You know, I understand you don't want to travel, but Renmark's not travelling. Murray Bridge is not travelling. Nah. Victor Harbour's not travelling.
Yeah,
Mount Gambier is not travelling.
Our brethren.
Why wouldn't you do that? I think there's a great opportunity without... I understand, you know, Port goes to Perth and whatever, but you had a chance to either play a Saturday, for example, at Mount Gambier. Port Adelaide versus whoever, and the Crows on the Sunday. And you're back to back. You don't just do one game, you get the double hit. The economy, people travel, the money goes into the regions, the bakeries sell out, all that stuff.
Three down to two. Do you like the fact that it got pushed down to two, yet there's AFLX got just benched?
I reckon two's good.
Some coaches aren't happy with two trial games.
But the coaches are hypocrites, Jars, because pre-season, every Wednesday, Port has match sim, where it's either 40 minutes, 50, an hour, hour 20. They're games anyway. And the only difference is it's breakdown drill, so it's 18 versus 10 or 16, 14 or whatever it is. Yeah. That's what I don't like.
I don't reckon you need any. Anyone. We spoke about this last year. Let's all come in blind, not having played anyone, and we don't know where you're at. Because you're doing it all at training.
You are, yeah. Oh, the only positive is you're up against someone who doesn't know what you're doing. Because you know those games you play internals, you all run to the spot knowing where you're going to kick the ball. And I think two's okay, but I think they missed the mark. They could have gone regional.
All right. Unbelievably, in a lack of theatre and a sense of occasion, that they've scheduled Melbourne v Adelaide in Alice Springs.
It's just ridiculous.
Jake Levy's
return. For a competition prides themselves on owning the space with women's footy, with AFL footy, with trade week, into draft, into combine, into pre-season comp. You have Gary Ablett, I think, plays Melbourne first round, my understanding. MCG, build it up. Beautiful. Yep. Gaz comes home. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe that should have actually been at Skilled down there and gone, build it up, get everyone there. It's going to sell out anyway. But imagine the theatre. Imagine the theatre here. Like when Kurt Tibbett came back to Adelaide for the first time. Like when Dangerfield came back to Adelaide for the first time. Jake Lever gets to go to Alice Springs.
No argument here, mate. He gets it off the hook. And it kills it for
You're
all
of You're going to cop it anyway, but imagine the build-up. Imagine the talk all week.
He could ride into town dressed in black.
You got a hypothetical. What have you got? Yeah, we love
today.
Your hypotheticals.
All right, here's one.
Here we go. Family.
And it's probably not so much AFL, but we're seeing a little bit at Geelong where it's sort of like a super team. All the stars want to go there.
Okay. Super band.
Yeah. NBA, we're seeing Golden State Warriors, LeBron James's teams, you know, Miami before when he went to join Dwayne Wade back in the day.
Right.
Heat. Also seeing it with soccer, Barcelona, Real Madrid, you know, now PSG. Yeah. Here's a question.
Yeah.
If you're a sports person, would you rather go and win everything at a super team and get paid bucket loads, or win one trophy at your boyhood club that you love.
Nah, for me, I got to win everything. Yeah. So I'm with Barcelona.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry. I'm with Messi. Yeah. Jarman, Messi, up front.
Lionel.
Lionel.
You're it.
So that's me.
Oh, I shouldn't even ask Jars because he left North Adelaide for money at Norwood. Hang on. Oh, I forgot about that. On. That's all you did.
No, I did not.
What was it? Why'd you leave then?
Oh, for money.
For money and love.
See you, boys.
See you, Jeff.
She's what a shame we didn't get asked Tredge about what he would like named after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next time, Tredge.
See you, Jeff.
I'll get back there on that.
Tredge, I'll start writing a list.
Ah, he's right. He's got the spray tan business.
See you, Jeff.
It's a rush hour.
It's the rush hour. Thanks to the Rush In, Rush Out sale at Northeast Mitsubishi, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
KG School of Elocution.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hey, before you...
KG School of Elocution.
What's wrong?
Off the back of Warnie getting a train station named after him. The great KG. KG School of Elocution.
Like it.
The skill of clear and expressive speech, especially of distinct pronunciation and articulation. If that's not
that's George.
Kenneth George Cunningham.
Absolutely.
Nothing is.
Pioneered it.
Big announcement coming out of 5 o'clock to do with Duck Club.
Yeah.
Make sure you are listening. We're going to the next level with this. Mm. There are no excuses anymore,
okay.
Juice.
Okay, Lee.
All right. Friday.
Yep.
Quiz with no name.
Yeah, right.
Gets the treatment.
Right. So last Friday, recap.
Oh,
God,
so what we do, we roll the dice and we do the multiplier for the Auto Masters Lifeline. You normally start with one and whatever I roll on the dice, she multiplies out. I rolled a 6 last week.
Yeah. And it went off.
Which started a free-for-all
because
it went on Friday, went off on Monday, and just missed on the Tuesday.
Right.
I'll do a little practice run for everyone at home.
If you're blown into the dice,
no, I get the,
you've done the
contestant
old...
does that.
No, right,
so this is just practice, okay?
Just practice.
It's important not to blow too early on the show.
Yes, okay, buddy.
Two. A juice.
The juice.
All right. 1-333-53 is our number. Quick cricket score.
Now, to our cricket lovers here in South Australia, our Redbacks are all out for 92 in the day-night pink ball experiment. All out for 92. There's two ducks. Tommy Cooper made a duck and Callum Ferguson made a duck. So we could not cope with the Australian bowling attack.
All out for 92 or 33.3. All right, 1-333-53 is our number. You want to play the quiz with no name, you want me to roll that die for you, you call us right now. Yeah, big second half still to come on the Rush Hour. Juice and Louis here driving you home. And, of course, Trot's on tonight. And don't forget, we've got a little grudge match coming up very soon. The replay of Jars and I going head-to-head at Wayville. There are two very nervous sporting clubs out there right now, Juice. $1,000 are on the line for the Kabunda Netball Club. Yeah. Sarah is their rep.
Yeah.
And the Salisbury Rebels Tenpin Bowling Club.
Mm.
Each need that $1,000 to be able to put towards their members to buy either new bags or send some kids to the Nationals to compete in the Royal Rumble.
Good luck to those.
The race results coming up in about half an hour time. Now, how is this? I said Duck Club is going to be bigger and better in the summer of 2017 and 18. It just got real. Family out there, get a piece of paper, grab your pens, put it in there right now. The phone number, the Duck Club hotline, can be called at any time. I would assume.
Just after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, anytime after Saturday's play, whenever it happens. All right. That hotline number is 8299-8091.
Right.
8299-8091. We'll tweet that out. We'll put the number out there on our Facebook page as well, also on Insta. And by all means, use all platforms of social media to report said ducks and those that get them.
Dob your mate in.
DuckTales on a Monday. Purge. Make sure you're listening to the Rush Hour.
We've got
8299 treads. 8091. All right. We had a little message for you too when you call through. All right. Very
only
good.
Because on the back of our two respective teammates down at the Sacker at the moment.
Yes.
Tommy Cooper and Callum Ferguson have both made ducks in the first innings against New South Wales.
Starting to think those
they
boys...
They are patrons of this duck club now.
I get the distinct impression that they don't realise life membership is for life. They've almost like they've got to prove themselves every year to get in it. You don't, boys.
That's
you're
the
in.
Last thing you need on to, when you end your cricket career.
Knocked over for less than 100 if you missed that news too.
All 92,
92 all out against New South Wales.
Right,
let's hope things go down that path. And all right. Very exciting today because we're about to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
Yeah, the Friday quiz gets the Ben Johnson treatment round here. It just gets up on roids. We get the dice out, we roll it.
Nice.
And we multiply the Automasters lifeline. Who's playing today, Juice?
We're going to go to Clapham and say hello to Ryan. G'day, Ryan. Thanks for holding on. All the best. Good luck.
Thank you, Ian. How are we?
Good, Rhino. Hey, as I like to do with all the contestants on a Friday, just blow on the dice for a bit of luck, mate.
Oh, nice.
Cool. That had a bit of Western about it, didn't it?
A little bit of Duke.
All right, mate, I'm rolling.
Oh.
One.
Rhino. Oh, look at you.
Re-roll.
No, you can't re-roll.
No, hit the wire. Hit the wire.
Rhino would hit a wire. Re-roll.
Oh,
what? It's a bit like a liner. It's like a liner in the schoolyard. Yeah. My apologies, everyone. Bad roll.
Way you go, Lou.
Oh, jeepers.
Four. Ryan.
Beauty. Yeah. Thank you, Jen.
You got four.
Just four times one?
Five. I'll take that.
No, you won't. Righto. Four Automasters lifeline, 60 seconds time. Everything gets tightened up. Everyone gets on heightened senses around here. All the best of luck, Ryan.
Thank you.
Hang on, Sean, you haven't started yet.
What are you doing over there?
Who are the Crows playing?
Whoa. Let's make sure we're all okay. You're ready? Ryan, you're ready?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Murph, get ready. Time starts at the end of the first question, Murph. Don't cheat. Okay. All right, let's go, Juice.
Rhino, who are the Adelaide Crows playing in their first round of the 2018 AFL season?
Essendon.
Who are the Cairns Taipans playing tonight?
Automasters.
Who are Port Adelaide playing in their first round of 2018?
Fremantle.
What sport is Logan Martin famous for?
Pass.
What's the nickname for the Houston baseball team?
The Astros.
What's the name of the trainer of Winx?
Automasters.
Name the captain of the Australian Rugby League team.
Cameron Smith.
Who was Australia's cricket captain in 1980?
Kim Hughes.
Okay, which team are the Crows women's team playing in their first game of the next season?
Automasters.
Which Aussie swimmer broke a world record at the Short Course Championship last night?
Automasters.
What sport is Logan Martin famous for? How long, Murph?
5 seconds.
Quick.
Cool.
Google.
What sport?
Baseball.
Baseball is locked in.
Oh, God.
It was a buzzer beater. Let's put it into the computer. This could be going down. Good luck, Ryan and Clapping. Good luck.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh. Rhino.
Well done.
Oh, geez.
Well done. Strategy was good. Yeah, but
technique.
Timing was good.
Strategy. Kim Hughes, skipper in 1980.
That brilliant.
Just some gold gets. Great use of the Automasters lifelines.
Four of them.
But the one that got him at the end, and we'll get to the lifelines and the Automasters at the moment. What sport is Logan Martin famous for? It was a buzzer beater. He stepped outside the 3-point arc, got the shot away, but it just got a little bit of rim.
It
just bobbled out. Ryan went with baseball. You needed to go with BMX.
He's shattered. He's gutted, this man.
And that's Murphy doing some of his finest trickery there.
And celebrated too.
Yeah, didn't he? What about the double copper?
Yeah, didn't he? Number four.
90 bucks coming your way, Ryan. Yeah. I can sense your disappointment. We'll let you go. Well played, mate. Great work.
Number two.
All right, let's roll through it. Adelaide 36ers take on the Taipans tonight. That was Automasters 1. What's the name of the trainer of Winx? Chris Waller. That was Automasters 2. What team are the Crows women's team playing in their first game of the season?
Lions.
It was Brisbane Automasters 3. Which Aussie swimmer broke a world record at the Short Course Championships last night? It was Kate Campbell. That was Automasters 4. We then went back with 5 or 6 seconds to go and time counting down. What sport is Logan Martin famous for? There was a slight pause. Yeah. Baseball was just snatched at.
No.
Just went for it.
No.
And unfortunately it was wrong. Murph then on the video replay. Yeah. I think it's
went berserk.
Just went nuts. Absolutely nutso.
Did a Timmy Carl like celebration.
Yeah. Like he was endorsing some kind of new sponsorship deal.
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
There it is. There it is. Logan Martin is famous for BMX, and we all know that now. Thanks to you, Murph.
Thanks to Automasters. Great Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call 1300 Automasters.
Well, I love it when it gets tense in here.
It's the rush hour.
Jars and Louis for North East Mitsubishi on Triple M. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis for North East Mitsubishi. The Rush In, Rush Out sale now. 104.7 Triple M.
The big head-to-head between Jars and I at Wyville. The Trots, $1,000 riding on it for Sporting Club's Kapunda Netball Club and the Salisbury Rebels Tempin Bowling Club. Winner takes all. We'll have the results of that race coming up very, very soon, Juice. But right now, let's talk a little bit of footy. You would have heard the AFL have released the opening round for 2018. Of course, we'll kick off with the traditional game of Richmond v Carlton, which I suppose has a little bit more to it this year, given that the Tigers are the defending premiership champions. Mm-hmm. Carlton, I don't know what they're doing there, but anyway, that's life.
That's life.
Adelaide rewarded with Friday Night Lights. Yeah. Essendon. That's at Etihad Stadium, so March 23. Port Adelaide are going to take on Fremantle here at home at the unusual time on a Saturday, 4:05.
I don't think Port... I wouldn't be happy with playing Fremantle.
You wouldn't be wrapped because the hype leading into it, but you would hope, like Murph said off-air, fanboy, who made a really good point, that opening weekend is always a good weekend regardless of who you're playing.
Yeah, true.
You're keen to get on. Yeah. That's an Fair unusual enough. Time, though. Mm. 4:05.
But Fremantle, we know they're bottom four club.
The other couple of games, obviously, St Kilda take on Brisbane at home, Gold Coast v North Melbourne, Hawthorn Collingwood at the MCG Saturday night, and then on the Sunday, GWS take on the Doggies,
Canberra.
Melbourne Geelong for Gazza's return at the MCG, and christening the brand new Perth Stadium, 6:40 prime time Sunday night, is West Coast versus the Sydney
Swans. So why wouldn't West Coast v Fremantle?
Oh, they don't want to play a derby first.
Just wait.
History between West Coast and Sydney is great.
Very good history, understand that. All right.
Bit of other footy news around. Nathan Van Berlo is returning home to the West as an assistant coach, VB, former skipper of the club, and has also been doing an assistance role down there.
Well, he's development coach of the Crows, so that makes sense, and he's had a wonderful career here in Adelaide, so wish him well and his family.
The spicy one we're all hoping for didn't happen. When Adelaide take on Melbourne, you'll have to go to Alice Springs to see Jake Lever take on his former teammates.
That's ridiculous.
There's no sense of theatre.
Why don't we just get him in front of his own hostile crowd?
No sense of theatre.
Nah.
Unless you're
trying to protect him. That's what they're doing.
Jake Stringer's back from holidays. Cut that short.
He did too.
And he's showing off a big stomach tattoo of a lion. It's big. And it's been copping its fair whack too on social media.
I think he needs to lay low, Jake, for a while.
Good to see, though, he's back training.
Yeah, it is. But,
Whenever you say this name, Toby Green, and you suggest that he's hurt himself, which he did in New York, via a toe, instantly think, was it jumping over a back fence trying to get away from a taxi? Was it just karate kicking something?
So what did he break his toe?
Oh, yeah, he's hurt his toe. So just trouble follows that
kicking
young man.
Kicking a wall or something like
that? I don't know. Should have been wearing the steel caps.
Hey,
should he not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you got?
I've got some SNFL news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Port Adelaide have let Jacob Surgeons go.
Yep.
All right, so
12 years. Or
Jacob, what are we looking? Also, Glenelg Footy Club have been busy signing some players lately. Marlon Motlop has committed to the Glenelg Football Club for next year.
That's a good get.
From North Adelaide.
Yep.
And I'm led to believe that Nathan Cracker has signed with the Glenelg Football Club for next year.
Gee. So, yeah, that's a good pickup.
Yeah, there you go. So Glenelg have been busy.
Matty
Loken and the team down there. But Jacob Surgeons, I wonder where he'll go now because there's no SNFL jobs available.
No, there's not much doing in that sense, is there? AFLW released theirs as well. The girls will play the Crows girls 3 games at Norwood Oval.
What happened to Thebe? Oval.
Oh, well, I think, remember that.
Kernas kicked them off, did he?
Oh, I don't know. Johnny Kernahan, of course,
good
referencing
man, Kernas.
There. Well, who could forget the game against Brisbane at
what a cracking game.
There was a point or two in it at the end, one of the best games of the year. Did like a cheeky tweet that came out from Erin Phillips whilst on holidays.
What'd she say?
And she's an out-and-out star.
What'd she say?
Just suggesting that great schedule for the upcoming AFLW season. Yeah. However, disappointed we couldn't be rewarded with one game at Adelaide Oval. Thoughts?
No, Erin. It's cricket season, love.
Yeah, that's the...
If the girls get in the grand final again, then absolutely play them at Adelaide Oval. Yeah. Well deserved. But no, not for home and away.
Well, we can't even get out.
The Sheffield Shield boys
the
are
boys
play
can't
them.
Even get on for their Shield final, let alone paving
I'm sorry, Aaron. Disagree.
They won't be able to play it at Adelaide Oval on the Saturday because the Port Adelaide game is on the Saturday.
Yeah, with the timing
so beforehand,
of it.
Yeah.
There's an overlap. Yeah, so it's a massive one. That is just some of the footy news that is floating around. Maxi Gawn has agreed to a 3-year extension with the Melbourne Football Club, and in his words, will make him a Demon for life. It's a big coup for the Demons. Big year coming up for the Demons. Need to deliver the goods, Simon Goodwin and Co. Juice, don't they? Gazer, any updates on recruits?
Got to keep that low key, Luke.
Okay, on the down low. On a weekend when the files of JFK came out.
It's the Rush Hour.
Family owned and operated for, what, 3.5 years, the Rush Hour?
That's true, yeah.
Have Isn't we it? Really?
Well, so, thereabouts. I've been asking
someone.
How many
shows have we done?
Well, just about to get to that. I've been asking someone, I reckon, for about 6 months now what show number we're up to.
Haven't we got two producers
if
in?
We've missed the milestone game where we get a banner.
Oh, that's
great. And get cheered
They're
off.
Gone. They're gone. I'll get rid of them.
Now, if you've been around longer than us, in radio shows terminology and length, what would be the equivalent of 200 going upstairs? In the
three and a half is pretty good in radio. Yeah, 3.5's not bad.
I've been through a few shows that haven't lasted that long.
You played for plenty of teams, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gun for hire. Jazzy, I reckon we're due. We'll find out next week, and we'll find out exactly where we're at, because, you know, I know that you lift in the milestone games, big man.
Thanks, Lee.
You have a lot of love and respect for those you play along who achieve great things, because you've done a lot yourself, and you know how special it is.
Yeah. Well, we've been done it together, so we're just going to keep chipping
on. I don't sail a lot, but let's change tact. Today is Cranky Coworker Day. Official Cranky Coworker Day.
Where
today.
Do we start here?
Well, we had one in Warren Treadray just before 5.
Yep, he is a grumpy
Treads. Absolutely. If my wife had a vote, she'd say our 3-year-old. Who can get awfully kinky. Lens.
Lensy.
Because technically speaking, what my wife does is a job. Yeah. Raising children. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you were to just circumnavigate our workspace, shortlist it.
Vinnie Shannon, our music producer, football producer.
Director.
Been around a long time. Director. Yeah. Did produce our show.
Yes.
Known as Caesar within the building.
Not allowed to touch him.
You can't touch him. Basically doesn't want you to talk to him, doesn't smile.
Mm-hmm.
He's the crankiest bloke I've ever met in radio.
What about our boss?
Matty O'Reilly. Oh, he's a sookie la-la at times. If it doesn't go his way, mate, he just starts sooking up.
Any one of the crack producing team they've got out there?
Obviously we've got young Flack who's come over from Canberra and young Jez.
Where?
We pinched from the over 55s.
Can't.
Cairns, oh, was it? I thought it was Canberra.
Yeah, we got him from the Taipan. in a big trade. We sent Wigs out of our system.
So he's okay, Luke. Yeah.
What about Murph?
Nah, Murph's beautiful.
Is he more of whingy whiny co-worker day? With the foot. You know, he's been whingy for 18 months.
He has divaship in, like, he's a diva.
Divaship.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You have a diva, right? No, because he panics. He's a panic merchant.
Hissy.
So hissy /slash diva.
Yeah. I don't see the diva in you.
I worry about your fashion. I've seen moments have been there. So that's just within our building, Luke.
Yeah, right.
All right. You got anyone?
Yeah.
Outside of our establishment.
I think you're right on the money. Let's go with C's. Without a doubt. I mean, I reckon every workplace has got them. And, you know, what about out of your siblings and out of your kids?
Oh, my kids are good. Yep. They're like their mother, just calm. No, I can't. None of my family. My brother's pretty good.
Would you win at home if the family were to vote for Cranky Coworker Day at home?
I would imagine I've got, I've got the gold ribbon,
Yeah, I think I'd probably get it too at my house.
A couple of teammates can I mention?
Go.
Scotty Lee.
Oh,
the agitator.
Yeah,
teammate. Honestly. He just cranky, whinged about everything.
Andrew Dunkley, Dunks, full back.
Oh.
Always cranky. I think it was because he couldn't kick that well.
Oh, he wanted a good kick.
But because he always had to be punching the footy.
Yeah.
And just defending and chasing blokes. I think that would make me cranky.
We got a couple of board members at Gazer.
Yep.
Daryl Freddo Fredericks.
Cranky.
Mr. Cranky. Yep. Just whinges about everything.
Yeah.
Who else was grumpy around our footy club? Yeah, no, I can't remember.
Right, you've been doing some champagne radio today.
Tori Radetti.
Yeah.
Tori Radetti, our former head trainer. He grizzles and grumps around. And Glenn Elliott, former North Adelaide CEO.
Yeah, big cranky.
He's a grumpy bloke.
He's probably listening.
Oh, I don't care.
That's all right. He's just down in there.
Yeah, but he's grumpy.
I'll give you one. I never found him cranky, but a lot of people would say that Tony Lockett was cranky. And tone. And
you might have a story
with the way he played. And you know for a fact.
Oh yeah,
what it's like.
I got.
If you were to come into his area zone, which was inside 50, he would have a quiet word, wouldn't he?
Well, it was a very aggressive word.
Yeah, yeah. For those who don't know,
I can't.
Yeah, not on air.
Get out of it. Yeah, but we won't.
So Tone and I had quite a great relationship. He said, you get it and you kick it to me. It was quite simple.
So, yeah. All right.
And what I would often do with my guys, the rule of thumb was you had to get out of there, be out of his space. Craig O'Brien was allowed to be down there with him because they were former teammates from St. Kilda days.
That was a little, yep.
What I would do, I would often stroll and stray into the 50 and Tone would then yell out and tell me to F off.
Right.
And I would turn to the bloke I was playing on and I was going, I said, jeez. I said, I'm a mate of his and he's telling me to F off. Yeah. Imagine what he's going to do to you when he finds you in here. And then as the day would wear on, if things were going sort of reasonably well, I would say to him, would you like to go down and meet Tony?
Did you?
And I would take them down into the goal square and he would go, what are you doing here? I said, I've just brought someone down to meet you. And he'd look at me with a tooth missing and he would go, Louie.
That'd be scary. Get rid of him.
He said, get out of here. Just go and do your job.
What did the guys say when you're running out?
And he'd be running off and they'd go, are you serious? I can take you back there and go down there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you his phone number if you want to ring him. I said, brilliant. Just go and stand in the hole over there. That's where he really likes you to get.
They don't survive.
I said, is your will up to date?
He was cranky on the footy field plug.
To others, but in a just a really low-key, genteel way, but enough, almost like psycho murderer, mass murderer style.
Yeah, he scared us
just
a few
where
times.
He would go, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
What are you doing down here? Or little, just that way, you know. Had a great demeanour. Yeah, well,
very scary one.
Still scares me to this day.
Brilliant.
Thanks to North East Mitsubishi. North East Road, right opposite Bunnings. It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Harness Racing back in the city tonight at Wayville. It was amazing, Charles. We went down. We had a little match race and tested things out. Mm. And a great thank you to everybody involved who put in their time and effort to let us have a ride around the track down there and have a little match race. Mm-hmm. We put $1,000 on it, not for us to win, but for two sporting clubs. And we narrowed it down to two, the Kabunda Netball Club, who would love to buy 20 new bags for their teams, and the Salisbury Rebels Tenpin Bowling Club, who want to try and get four of their kids to the Nationals next year to compete in the Royal Rumble. It's a fair bit going on down there early on. We're just going to cut to the chase, though. We're going to cut to the match race of the century. I'll just let you know that words like Thor, Charlton Heston, Ben Hur, that type of thing was thrown around a fair bit early on. He was in the silks early.
Yeah, I was too.
There was a lot going on. And
with my co-driver, Danny.
Yeah, Danny
Hill.
And my co-driver.
It's a bit loud though, Lou, all right?
Michael Laird, Lairdy.
Lairdy, great fan.
You know I love the Laird family.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I do. It's a little distorted at times.
I'm a bit loud.
I think that's just the excitement and maybe a little bit of fear going through Giles'
white
slacks. Here's the race.
Here we go.
May the best man win, most importantly.
Son of Iris.
Cool, I know it
son
is.
Son of Iris.
Yeah, and I'll be grinning
You're
in the rain. Grinning in the rain. Have a look at it.
He looks mean.
Let's go.
So what do I do, Danny?
Stick your feet in. Your feet up there.
Righto, Danny.
Yeah. Hold on to your reins.
What's the weight capacity?
And away they go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Danny boy. The pipes. Go, Dan. Sharper to be Lewis here at Wavell Showgrounds. Son of Iris is on the outside. Lewis is on the inside. We're skidding around. Oh, I'm slime building a floss for that. Come on, baby. You're a beauty. He's done it again.
Not much between those two.
Oh, great ride, Danny. Danny Hill.
Righto, big man. It's all done and dusted. How'd you go over there with Danny?
Yeah, we've been preparing for this for months. And Danny, my co-driver, did a marvellous job. We're under severe pressure on the outside there. Felt like we were being pushed to the fence, but I just thought we executed it beautifully.
Danny, how was it carrying the extra weight in the sulky?
We did a little bit of sliding around the top turn, but no, we got around nice.
I've got to have an ice bath after that.
I actually thought for a while we were just playing Gran Turismo. The amount of drifting we were doing. Because we're in a double sulky. We're side by side with the drivers. Obviously, we didn't have control of the nags. We had our reins to hang on to so we didn't fall out. But, sort of shifting sideways.
Jeez, it was scary.
And you got a real sense at one point there, as we turned to the back straight, we pulled him behind Jars and my horse was chewing on the back of his ear.
Yeah.
I felt making the big man uncomfortable. But, I think in the end, and I'm going to apologise right up front now to Kabunda Netball Club and Sarah Johnson. Sarah, I think we got pipped.
Mm.
Well, I know we got pipped on the line by a short half head. Yeah. So, Son of Iris was flying down the outside and has won the cash, the $1,000 for the Salisbury Rebels 10-pin bowling club. And Steve is on the line right now to receive it, Jar.
G'day, Steve.
G'day,
Hey, mate, how happy am I, hey?
Congratulations, hey. Mate. $1,000 goes towards the kiddies to take on the Nationals next year.
Oh, you guys are champions, mate. What a race. What a race, hey?
Yeah, probably really didn't. That audio probably didn't capture the spirit.
It was
funny.
It was flying around, though.
I love the bit where he started and said, "How do I go with the drive? And what do I do when I get in this? And the ride and the drive and everything." The terminologies weren't there. I've spoken to the stewards. It was a clean run race, though, yeah, Steve. Good. So, mate, there'll be no one coming back on you. The $1,000 is yours.
My head, mate. I visioned it all.
Yep. Well done.
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. Mate. And don't forget to get in touch, too, when the kids do get around Nationals time. We'd love to send them off with a message and see exactly how they go.
Yeah, mate, we'll send you some photos in for sure.
Good
and
on you, mate.
And to Sarah, I know you're listening for the Cabunda Netball Club.
Keep
my
up
apologies.
The good work, Sarah.
But Lady promises me, that's my driver, that if it wasn't for the track being a little bit shorter than normal, we would have been able to wind up, and it would have been daylight. Yeah. Absolutely daylight. And I tell you what, Michael Laird, look for it something in the second tonight.
Okay, buddy.
And don't forget Wavell Harness Racing tonight. First race in about half an hour from now, and you can still buy tickets at the gate.
Righto, Jazz, time for a real treat. New book out today called Tea and No Sympathy. Mm. It's by the great cricketer. For those in the know, you would be knowing who that is. You would be following on Twitter. Very, very entertaining. Mm. And, of course, on Facebook as well. All up about 100,000 followers, Jazz.
Stop it.
Really, really on the money, and you should get across this. And joining us right now is one of the three men behind it, Dave Edwards. Dave, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much, guys. Absolute privilege to be with you today.
Well, I'm loving this, mate, because they say everyone's got one book in them, but you guys have now got two. Well done.
Oh, it's incredible that we've been able to write two books about great cricket. I mean, Harper Lee wrote one book, To Kill a Mockingbird. J.D. Salinger wrote Catcher in the Rye, one book wonder. Somehow we've written two books about great cricket, which is really worrying for the book industry, I think.
Yeah, mate, a massive launch today. The book is out today, Tea and No Sympathy. Mm. Talk us through it, how you wandered on downtown to one of the biggest stores, the Demick stores, and it was just massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, big lineup.
Huge lineup, absolutely massive. Crowds out. No, we went there, walked up, myself and Ian, one of my co-authors, and we thought at least the book's going to be there in Sydney's biggest store, George Street Dimmicks, and we got there. No book on the shelf. to one of the attendants asked, oh, have you heard of the great cricket? Nah, haven't heard of it. Keyed in? Nah, no idea. No idea what's doing. I've since been told that there are 100 copies that have been ordered, but how bookstores are, mate.
That is unbelievable.
Just sitting on the floor somewhere, somebody's got to pack them up and put them in. Hopefully it's out soon.
Oh, mate, I'm loving it. Brexit, Donald Trump, same-sex marriage, French existentialism, and Charles Dickens, they all get a mention. I want to know about a particular chapter. As I said, I was laughing out aloud reading some of this stuff to our boys in studio yesterday, but the chapter, which I'm intrigued with, because we do a thing called Duck Club on our show where you have to ring up and out yourself or dob in someone who did because work is a long time in cricket. Failing is an art. I'm very intrigued about this chapter. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Right. Well, I guess failing is an art. That could almost be the title of the book because cricket is generally all about failure. you know, you wake up on a Saturday morning, it's a beautiful day outside, your mates are going to the beach, but you're off to play cricket against, you know, one of those teams 50Ks west of the airport. spend $30 on fuel, 14 for toll payments, and then you get a 13-bowl duck against 11 shit blokes and probably a parking ticket as well. Yeah. So, look, the motif of failure runs very much through the veins of grade cricket.
Dave, in the book, and I can relate to this being a former captain of grade cricket and local cricket, the generation don't have a shower with you. After 6 hours in the field, they don't want to go and have a tinny with you, talk about how they fielded and how they played cricket. What's happened to this generation of young cricketers?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of in that middle generation. I'm a 31-year-old male, and I've retired from cricket a few years ago, but you know, I was always a keen advocate of showering, you know, even before the game, let alone after the game in the sheds. Because I remember we actually have a podcast and we're talking to Bobby Quiney about that, you know, former state cricketer. And he said showering is the most important part of any form of cricket and that he would just turn up in games that he wasn't playing in just to have a shower with the boys. So, look, it's a very important thing regardless of your age, the generation you belong to.
Some of the nicknames, and those kids you and Giles were talking about, I love the names, Aaron, Stefan, Hudson and Kai. I mean, the new generation, and then you back it up with the fact that none of these blokes would ever be given the affectionate poultry-based nickname like Chooker and all the other things.
The amount of roosters and chookers that I've come across in grade cricket, there's hundreds of them. There's literally skin hundreds dog. Of blokes called that.
I tell you, one of the other great stories are like, mate, a teammate charged like $3 for sunscreen, 50 plus.
you pay so much for Reggio, you've got to make that money back somehow.
And ball fees.
I'll tell you what, if you've not read the first book, read this one, Tea and No Sympathy, the great cricketer, worth every cent, even if you can't find it on the shelves, order it right now. It is there. Trust us, it is there, isn't it, Dave?
It's there, guys. Trust us, guys. And if you can't get it in the store, send us a Twitter message or something and we'll sort you out.
And I think it's very fitting that we all sign off with the wonderful catch cry you have, cricket. It's a real leveller.
Yeah, it's a real leveler, isn't it? Champed at every turn.
Honestly, mate, you took me back to my childhood in my early 20s, with the whole lot of it. And the cricket lobotomy, I tell you, it is outstanding every single page, mate. Well done.
Good luck with it, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Well
there done. Is Dave Edwards, one part of the grade cricketer. If you don't follow them on Twitter or Facebook, get involved. Very, very funny, dry, entertaining stuff. Done and dusted.
Jeez.
Redbacks.
Oh, don't even
less
start.
Is more, absolutely.
All out for 92, family. Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Okay. Can tell you this. Get this number into your phones right now. If you're playing cricket across the weekend or know anyone who is, 8299-8091.
Yeah.
8299-8091. That is the Duck Club hotline. That is open. Ring and leave your message, and on Monday we'll hear all the duck tales. Okay. The trots are on tonight.
Good luck.
Good luck down there. Of course, we've got motocross on tomorrow night. There's something for everyone this weekend. Redbacks, of course, in action. Adelaide United tomorrow night. The 36ers in action tonight as well. So against the Cairns Taipans. Good luck to Joey and all the boys.
Good luck.
Hey, we are done.
Mm. Is that it?
Enjoy.
Good on your family.
I've got to go and score at the netty.
Yeah, good luck there.
Official scorer. No beers for me. No beers after
good
the show.
Man.
We've got to
good
be straight laced down there because I think they may have a drug testing policy.
See you, mate.
It's a tough gig. Respect, okay?
Yeah,
respect.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand by for the Triple M catch-up, the best of Ruined Dids, and the best of Jars and Louis after this.